Today's daf is daf Chof Beis. We're starting Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Six lines from the bottom of the Amud. Second wide line at the bottom. In the middle of the line it begins Tanan Zav Shiro Akeri. What is this referring to? We're going back to Rabbi Yehuda. We had Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? If we turn back to Chof Amud Beis, the Tanakama said on the bottom of Chof Amud Beis, the Tanakama said, Balkeri Mahar Beliboy Ve'ena Mavorech Le'lefaneh Ve'le Lachreah. A Balkeri cannot go and say Divrei Torah B'pem Moleh. He didn't go to the mikveh. Rashi points out that we have the Tekonis Ezra, Tvilas Ezra, that a Balkeri is Osir to be Osek B'Torah unless he went to the mikveh. Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the Mishnah says, Mavorech Lefaneh Ve'le Lachreah. You're allowed to make a bracha before and after. L'chayr is talking about both kriyashma and benching. And I'm not concerned about the inyan of Takanas Ezra. Why is Rabbi Yehuda not concerned? Because we had in the Gemara yesterday that Takanas Ezra, they were masmich akra, based on two psukim in Devarim. Vaydat l'vanech l'vnei v'necha. And then it says, Yemeshamat l'vnei Hashem l'kecha b'choyrev. Just like at Har Sinai, a Balkeri is Osir, and that's why they all had to go to the mikveh, and they all had to stay away from their wives for 3 days. Same too as a person who wants to say Krishma or go and learn Torah b'zman hazeh is also prohibited to do so unless if a person is a Balkeri, he's prohibited unless he goes to the mikveh. That was a drasha of the smichas of yesterday, and Rabbi Yehuda said, I have another drasha. Also from the very same psukim, come to tell you, come on lamed, libnoi toira, malavakosav, kilikibla, meharis kchoirev, person who learns toira with his son, it's as if he was mekabel the toira at Har Sinai. Anyway, but bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda apparently does not hold of the din of Takanas Ezra, Tvilas Ezra, and therefore a Balkeri is allowed to learn toira, allowed to recite Krishma, allowed to make brachos, etc. Break the Gemara Tanan. Two lines, the second of the wide lines. Zav Shiro Akeri. Nida Shapolta Sheikh Vazera HaMeshameshet V'ruas Adam. The Mishnah is now, this is a Mishnah which we're going to have in Mir Tashem in a few days from now. It's on Daf Chof Vov Omed Aleph, right before we start the new parak. And the Mishnah tells us what happens if a person has two Tumois. He's both a Zav and a Balkeri. We had back in Mesechus Nida, a Zav means a person who saw two times a re'iyah of a ziva. Ziva is similar to, but different than a keri emission. Zav is slightly different color, different texture. Anyway, if you have a zav who saw twice, he has to go and wait now and count now seven nikiyim, shiva nikiyim. What happens if during that period of time he sees keri? So it doesn't destroy all the seven nikiyim, it only destroys one day, and then he has to count one extra day of Shiva Nikim. Fine. The question is, should that person go to the mikveh, not for the ziva? For the ziva, you got to wait 7 days. Let's say today is day two, day three, day four. And he sees Keri, and the person wants to be able to learn Krishma or David Tvila, or learn. He's about Keri. Should he go to the mikveh? That mikveh will only help him l'choira maximum for the Keri. It's not going to help him for the ziva. Should he go? Neither shepol tishich vazera. You have a nida, that minatoira has to wait 7 days. We're not talking about Shiva Nikiyam. That's only by a zova gedoyla. Minatoira by a nida, she just has to make sure that at the end of 7 days from the onset of her nida period, that she stopped seeing, even if she's been flowing now for 6 days straight, 7 days straight. If at the end of 7 days, she's able to do a hefsik tahara, which means she stopped seeing blood, she can go to the mikveh. Now what happens if that nida during her 7 days, day three, day four, whatever, polta shech vazera? Okay, so that wouldn't be day three, day four, that would be day one, two, three. She had lived with her husband prior to becoming a nida, and after she became a nida, the shech vazera that she had within her from her husband came out. Normally, a polta shech vazera has to go to the mikveh. However, here, she's a nida, so even if she goes to the mikveh, she's going to continue to remain tamei until the 7 days are over. Finally, HaMishameshes. Mishameshes means a woman that lived with her husband, so she becomes Tamei as soon as the Shechva Zera is inserted in her. V'ruas Adam, and subsequently she saw Adam Nida. So L'choyer, even if she goes to the mikveh because she's being Mishamesh Mita with her husband, the halacha is the husband and wife that live together, both of them are Tamei Tumas Keri, and therefore he has to go to the mikveh, she has to go to the mikveh. Today it's not that nogeya, particularly to women, because the whole inyan is legabe truma and taharis, which unfortunately don't apply today. Hopefully it still soon will apply. Meiri bana beis hamikdash. Anyway, but a woman that went and lived with her husband, she now has shechva zera within her. Veruas adam, and subsequently she saw dam. Okay, what's halacha tzrichan tefillah? So the Tanakhama says that in all three cases, even though this mikvah will not make her totally, make him or her totally tahar, because of the fact that they still have the overlying ziva problem in the case of the zav, they have the nida issue in the case of the nida, mishmeshes rosa dam nida, again, has the same inyan of nida. Nevertheless, tzrichan tefillah, they should be toivel for purposes of the din of a balkari, to be able to go and daven, to be able to go and learn, tzrichan tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda pointed, and Rabbi Yehuda said, no, don't even bother. Why, says Rashi? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein tvila zuma terasim mikol v'kol. If as a result of the tvila, the person would be totally tar, is one thing, but here the person remains tummy anyway. So don't bother going to the mikveh. Of course, it's a little bit difficult to understand Rabbi Yehuda, but if Rabbi Yehuda agrees that normally a balkeri should go to the mikveh, well, let's wait another line. Freitimara. Or the Gemara is medayik. Ad kan lebad Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yehuda say that it's potter el bezav shiro keri the meikor alav bar tvilahu, because the person started off as a zav, and therefore already before becoming a balkeri, he was already tamei. So adding on this balkeri is literally leimalav leimoyded. He's already a zav from before. And therefore, going now to the mikveh, it kind of doesn't make sense, because this person is not a bar tvila, says Rashi. So you look at the Rashi at the bottom, five lines. Hashdezav shiru'a keri. Rashi, five lines at the bottom of the Yomid. Shekod mosoi tumas haziva meyikara. The person became a zav first. The meyikara b'sho shiru'a keri la bar tvila. He wasn't a bar tvila. U'machayvi le'rabonin tvila le'keri le'divrei Torah. The Rabbanan say, nevertheless, b'toivel le'keri. But that's dafka mizav shurikeri demarikar la bar tvilu. Back to the Gemara. Av balkeri greida. If he's just a balkeri alone, mechayev l'chayr b'yudu would agree that you are mechuyev. The only reason why he says don't bother is because you're going to remain tummy anyway. So the Gemara wants to be medayik from this. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a balkeri greida, if he's only a balkeri, he's mechuyev to go to the mikveh, and therefore that's the kasha on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda holds that a balkeri is allowed to be mavorach lefneim ulachreim. So obviously he does not hold the din of balkeri has to go to the mikveh. And here he holds very clearly that he does have to go to the mikveh. That's the kasha. But we have to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a balkeri grade, balkeri alone, has to go to the mikveh. But however, if he happens to be coupled with ziva or nida, etc., what's the din? Potter. Why should a person be potter? After all, going to the mikveh is a major achievement and accomplishment. It now allows him or her to go and say divrei Torah, to be able to go and say divrei to learn Krishna. So what's the problem of you? Why would Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's potter? So the machloik is exactly among the mafarshim how this works. And a pashat pshat is that when Ezra was mesakim the inyan of tefillas Ezra, that's only in a situation where the person would become totally tahar. But if a case of a balkeri, who's going to remain tummy anyway because of another problem, he is a zav, or she happens to be tummy tumas nida, so the tefillah in the mikveh is not going to accomplish anything, says in terms of the big picture, the person's going to remain tummy, so then Ezra was not mesakim the inyan of going to the mikveh. But bottom line is, what do we see according to Rabbi Yehuda? That if he's just a balkeri alone, without any dinim of any other outside tumah, like a ziva or like a nida, You'd hold that you have to go to the mikveh. Is the chastira Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda? For kitei moduah din the alef of the balkeri grade and nami potter Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you're going to go and tell me no, that even a regular balkeri Rabbi Yehuda is potter. Behind the kamifla gibezav shiro keri. Maybe the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said by azav shiro keri there it's potter. Not to be medayik like the Gemara was medayik that a balkeri grade is mechuyev. But rather, dicha koich and rabbanon, to go and tell you the chiddush of the rabbanon, that the rabbanon, not only do they hold that a balkeri always has to go to the mikveh, but even a balkeri that happens to be even a bigger tameh, that he's a zav, or she is a nida, also have to go to the mikveh. But here, Rabbi Yehuda holds in all cases your potter, even a regular balkeri. Says the Gemara, no, that teretz is not going to work. Ema seifa. It says in the same braisa, the Mishnah that we just read, it says Hamishamesh is Ruas Adam, Tricha Tvila. Mishamesh means that she was first Mishamesh Mita, and therefore she had a din of a Balkeri, a Balas Keri, and then she became a Nida. So pray tomorrow, Laman Ktonila. Who is this going according to? Ilam Rabbanam Pshita. Tchadam Pashin. Hashem Azav Shiro Keri Demikar Labar Tvilahu. Mechai Virabonon. The first case of this Mishnah and the third case of the Mishnah are, if you will, mirror images of each other. Meaning, the first case of the Mishnah, Zav, he was first a Zav, and then saw Keri. The third case of Mishamesh means she saw Keri first, that she actually saw Keri, but she has a din of a Balas Keri, because she lived with her husband, and then Ruas Adam, and then she became a Nida. So what do you have to have both cases for? And in fact, not just both cases. That what? Hashta, two lines from the bottom. Umazav shiroa keri demei karla bar tvilahu. When the zav originally became a zav, at that time there was no keri. When he became subsequently a keri, already from before he was a non bar tvila. In other words, going and toivling when you are a zav during the 7 days of tahara are worthless. You gotta wait for 7 days. If you toivle day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. You haven't accomplished anything. And nevertheless, and the Rabbanon say, I don't care, go to the mikveh anyway. When she was first a Balas Keri, and then afterwards she became a Nida, the Mekar Bas Tvilahi, the Chaval the Rabbanon would hold in such a case, since the choiv of going to the mikveh preceded the status of a Tumas Nida, then Fishtaitzach in that case, Madach had a case where the woman was originally a Zava, or a man which was originally a Zav, and then they became a Balkeri. You're going to tell me in such a case, go to the mikveh, go to the mikveh. Why? I'm already a Zav. Mikveh's not going to help. I got to wait for Shiv and the Kiyah. Go anyway. So certainly if the person became a Balkeri first, and only subsequently became a Zav, or only subsequently became a Nida, then Vashtaitzach wouldn't you go to the mikveh, because that Chiv was already there originally. Like Kolshken. So why did the Mishnah bother mentioning it? Elav Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to Rabbi Yehuda. V'davki ktonila. In other words, the purpose of adding that case was to emphasize and focus on Rabbi Yehuda. V'davki ktonila. That what? Hamishemesh es v'ruasa nida eina tzricha tzvira. Even though she was Mishamish Mita first, and therefore she had a status of a Balas Keri, so the Keri came before the Nida, says Reb Yehuda, ain't tzricha tvila, she does not need tvila. I'm a Balkeri grader. What happens if just a Balkeri? In other words, she was Mishameshes and didn't see Nida later on? What would Reb Yehuda hold? Mechayiv. Even he would agree that you're Mechuyiv. It's a Shver. And our Mishnah says that Reb Yehuda holds he can be Mavorech lifnei Malachreim, which sounds like he does not agree to the whole din of Tvila Ezra. And you're telling me now he agrees a Balkeri grader is Mechuyiv. When it says at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds you mavarach lefneim lachreim, it doesn't really mean a brocha by saying it b'pem mole. It means only mahar to go and be mahar b'libay. In other words, to say it through the thought process and not to enunciate the words. This pshat on the surface is a doichik pshat, it's a difficult pshat, because after all, the Mishnah begins that the Balkeri should be maharer when he is reciting Krishma. And then the Mishnah continues on. Should you say the brachas with the name of Achreim? What about benching? And then Rabbi Yehuda says, Mavarech. So So Mevorach sounds not Maharer. And the Mishnah uses the term Maharer, and by saying Mevorach, it sounds like Rabbi Yehud is rejecting the Mishnah's hearer and saying, no, you can be Mevorach. But that's how the Gemara learns, that really what Rabbi Yehud is saying is, I reject the Tanakama, who said that don't bother doing anything regarding brachos. And here is the no. Brachos, you should also be mahar. Not mevarach, you should be mahar. Why should you only be mahar? Because, again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a balkeri does need mikveh after all. And therefore, don't say it ayidei dibor, say it only through hearer. Right, do you want Rabbi Yehuda here? Do you hold that Rabbi Yehuda should say Kriyashma or the bracha is through here? But then you will learn the braisa. Balkeri sheinli mayim litfoil. What happens if a balkeri doesn't have water? He can't go to the mikveh. Kari Kriyashma, he should learn Kriyashma. Veinim avarach lefanel lefanechra. Lefanel lefanechra. Don't make any brachas. Voichel pitoi, and he should go and eat bread. Umvarach lachra, and he should bench. Veinim avarach lefanel. And not make a bracha before. Avol, now this is Reb Meir speaking, all of the aforementioned, meaning the Kodei Kriyashma, and by the Oichel Pita Mevarach Lachareya, we're not talking about actually enunciating the words, but Mahar Beliba Veinim Moitzim B'Svasa Dvar Meir. The whole thing is here, which is similar to our Mishnah back on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. What did it say in the Mishnah Chaf Aleph Amud Beis? Actually, I'm sorry, Chaf Amud Beis. Go back to Mishnah Chaf Amud Beis. Balkeri Mahar Beliboy. All of this here. This is Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, is Mevorach L'Fnei L'Achreim. So going back here to the price, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Kach or Ben Kach, meaning in all cases, Moitzi B'Svasov. Moitzi B'Svasov. That's crystal clear. It's not Hirhor. We're talking about Dibur Mamish. So Ibazoi, Frey to the Gemara, Hadra Kushal Duchta. I have a steer, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda. In our Mishnah, and now the Braisa, which says very clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds he can be moitzi b'svasav, even though the person didn't go to the mikveh, he's a balkeri. We said the balkeri, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a balkeri is not allowed to go and say Krishma, he's not allowed to learn, because it says in the other Mishnah, back that we learned on the Amud Beis, that a mishamesh d'rosa d'nida, in such a case, says Rabbi Yehuda, since the person is both a Nida and a Balas Keri, ain't it Tzrichan Tevila. But Bal Keri, Greda, is Mechuyev. Mechuyev. That means you're not allowed to go and say Tevila, you're not allowed to go and learn without a Tevila. You hear it says, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Penkach, Penkach, Moitzim, Esfosov. Every Moimer, Rabbi Nachman, Yitzchak, Asun, Rabbi Yehuda, Kehilcho, is Derech, Eretz. Reb Nachman Yitzchak is going to tell us, he's telling us, based on the Braisa, which we're going to learn now, the Braisa is going to have four or five different Mandi Yomrim, and we're going to see that there's a Machloikis Legabi, how far-reaching is the Isser of Divrei Torah, or davening in the absence of going to the mikveh, if a person is a Balkeri. Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold in this Braisa that even though a Balkeri is taka osur b'divrei Torah unless he goes to the mikveh. However, if it's Torah light, like learning Hilchis Derech Eretz is a Braisa of Derech Eretz, should be in the back of the Gemara's, Avodah Zarah Gemara's. You have there a whole bunch of Braises over there which are not commonly learned. They call them Masechtas Ketanos. And so one of them is Hilchas Derech Eretz. It's similar in a sense to Pirkei Avos. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say about that? Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see, holds that even though you're a Balkeri and you haven't gone to the mikveh, you can learn Hilchas Derech Eretz because it's light. You're not going to get involved in a deep philosophical, theological dialogue and discussion in Torah. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, or Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says, that in the case of davening or saying the brachos, since it's so regular in a person's mouth, you don't have to worry about that the person is going to digress and get into a deep, fundamental explanation of Torah. And therefore, a balkeri. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda agrees a balkeri is osur b'torah until he goes to the mikveh, but not all Torah is created equal. Some Torah, the heavy duty Torah, is taka osra without a mikveh. The light Torah, Hilchas Derech Eretz, or saying brachos, etc., that you can go and do even though you are a balkari. Like we learned in the just like when you were standing at Choyriv at Har Sinai, you were standing in great awe and fear and trepidation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Afkan, same thing is when you're learning Torah or you're saying Kriya Shema, Be'im B'yir B'reses U'B'ziyah. And therefore, Mikan Amru, Hazav Ha'Mitzirom U'Boyen Al Nidois Mutorim Likreis B'Torah B'Nevi'im Ha'Ksuvim. A person who's a Zav or a Metzayra. These are heavy-duty tumais. Same thing, a person who lives with a Nida. He has the same din as her, that both of them have to wait Shimon Akim, even though he didn't see any blood. She saw the blood, but if he lived with his wife and she was having her period then he also has to wait 7 days. Anyway, those three people are Mutarim Likreis B'Torah B'Nevi'im and Meksuvim. They're allowed to go and learn Torah, Tanakh. Lishnais b'mishnah, the land of learning mishnah, Yisru gemara and kemara, hu b'halochas hu b'agodis, midrashim. Avol, balkeri and asun, a balkeri is osur. Why is a balkeri osur? Jokt Rashi, if you look at Rashi, mikan omru, middle of the right hand side of the Rashi's, smack in the middle, mikan omru, kol ha-temeyim mutarim b'toyra, azav mitam ha-toyra medibol ha-nida, ar-ul mutash af, heim yechoyim liyoiz b'eivu b'resis. A Zav and a Metzayr, they can all be with the Gantz Eimeyereses. In other words, the full fear and respect and awe for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Have a Balkeri, any element of Kalas Roish, V'Zachas Adas. The whole Indian of Balkeri means that the person has been, if you will, a little bit lightheaded by living with his wife. And therefore, as a result, he doesn't have the full Das, the proper respect and decorum to be able to go to Davin unless and until he goes to the Mikvah. Now, the Zav of the Metzayra, that's pretty straightforward. Well, the Baal Anida, by definition, he's also a person that's been Moitzi Keri, he's also Baal Keri. So Rashi points out, it's talking about, that's the next Rashi, he was Baal Anida, but he already toiveled for the Nida. He was toivel, since he's toivel, he was toivel for the Keri. Look at the Rashi, Baal Anida, it's Im Tovlu the Kirion. The Divrei Torah, Hatvila Eina Oil Lehem Letarim Itumas Boyan Lida. She shivas. Yep, you got to wait 7 days. Avtukana says, Oil Lehem Kitnan, like the Mishnah that we read on the bottom of the Amud Beis, that Zav Shirakeri Venida, that afterwards saw Poletus Shechvazera and the Mishameshes Tzrich and Tvila. So bottom line is, although the Bo Alanida was, of course, a Balkeri, and therefore you have the issue of Kalas Roish with Zachas Hadas, and should not be able to go and learn. Stomat, he already toiveled. So that issue is gone away. The issue is that he still continues to be Tomei Tumas Nida for 7 days. That's okay. Those three, Zav Mitzirah and Baal Nida, even though they are very Tomei, they're allowed to learn Tanakh and Gemara, Mishnayis, all the rest. Rabbi Yossi Omer, back to the Brice. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shoinu Beregilios. He's only allowed to go and learn those things which he is rogil. Says Rashi, Mishnayis Hashgurais Befiv. Shumaitzion Mipiv and Merutzim in Terech Laharachben. Simple Mishnayis that a person can go and run through, he knows it. Shogar Befiv. Maybe it's like Kurdish Mabiyav, Mishoshel Han Nichmas Lechel Betumasin, Acho, Atzmana, Shoir, Yashmoid Rishoy, the Dibra Blazer, Choman Moin Rumar Chatzois, Ram Gamli Loimer, Agam Tzanacht, Adel Mushacher. Mas Ubo. In other words, you know it by heart, you don't have to look it up. It's rogil. Such a simple situation where you're rogil, then you do not have to go to the mikveh. Shoinu, you can continue learning and reading those things even without going to the mikveh. Ubavachli yitzia sa mishnah. Rashi shliyitzia means don't start explaining it. Shliyitzia betami pirushen. Don't start explaining why me as a kohen shema be'arvin b'shosh kehanim nichnasa. What does it have to do with the kehanim? Oh, milta agav orcha kamashulon, that the kehanim come to eat trum at night because they had to have heruv shemesh. All that type of thing. That do not do. Don't go into the pirushim. You can learn the Mishnah, you can even go and explain the Mishnah, but don't start getting into the Gemara. That you're not allowed to do if you're Balkari. You can even go into the Gemara and start explaining it if you are Balkari. But be careful, whenever the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, and particularly when it quotes Hashem's name in a Pasuk, that you got to skip. Don't say Hashem's name if you're a Baal Keri. Rabbi Yochanan Hasan lo Oimer, Rabbi Yochanan Hasan le Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Le Yikonis Lamedish Kol Iker. Explains Rashi, don't start learning, don't start saying Mishnayis, don't start saying Gemaras. All you can do is go into the Besmedish, sit down and listen to other people learning. Do not engage in learning on your own. You're a Baal Keri. V'yamilo, some go even further. Don't even walk into the Besmedish because you're not only even listen to Divrei Torah if you have not gone to the mikveh. All of that is fascinating, but why do we bring the Braisa? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shoinahu b'Hilchis Derech Eretz. A person is allowed to learn Hilchis Derech Eretz. What is exactly Hilchis Derech Eretz? So you see the final Rashi on the right-hand side, and then it continues on to the Rashi on the left-hand side. Hilchis Derech Eretz, Kegoin, Darkon, Shel Talmud Chochem, Shibaraisa. How it's Talmud Chochem, Fiezach. Fiezach means how does he conduct himself? As well as you see on the left hand side, Uperik Benazeh, Hanuis and Abu Advorim, Aliboy, four things that a person should constantly bear in mind. What should he bear in mind? Me'ayin Ataba, Onatahoilech, etc. Not exactly the same Mishnah in Mesechtes Pirkei Avos, but similar. Here it says three, here it says four. Anyway, the point is, things of that nature where you're not going to delve very deeply, you're just going to say the words, and people were roggle in it. Those type of things, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can go and learn even without going to the mikveh. And similarly, said Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, Mavorach L'Faneu L'Achra, people know the Birchas Krishma and benching, all they know it so well, and so easily. That's not a problem. You can do it without going to the mikveh. Ma'asa Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mordechai tells now what seems to be a Ma'asa Listor, that Rabbi Yehuda himself, Shiro Keri, he was a Baal Keri, but Yimalach Al-Gabi Anor, and he was walking next to the riverbank, Omele Talmida Rabbeinu, Shonalonu Perikechem, Hilchis Derech Eretz, do us a favor, please sit down and teach us Hilchis Derech Eretz. Before he did that, Yard of Itoval, he went into the mikveh, and then he came out, Bishonalem, and then he taught them. Amruloi, Lekachel Martin Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us? Shonalonu Perikechem, Derech Eretz, that you do not have to go to the mikveh for that? Amalem Afilpisha, Mikal Ani Alachayrim, even though the halacha I hold, the Chitaka don't have to, but for myself, I am a machmer. Tanim Yudah ben Meseira Hayoimer, and the return Mekablin Tumah. Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira is the exact opposite of what we've been learning until now. Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira says, no din of Tvilas Ezra, because the din of a Baal Keri is Taka Metame Taharois. His metame truma, his metame kodshim, chulin shenasal taras hakodesh. Yeah, all of that is true, but he's not metame toira. The din of toira is it is so pure that you can go and touch it. You can be a Baal Keri. It makes no difference. We're not talking about a sefer toira, of course, but you're allowed to go and learn and learn and learn. The return not mekabel tuma, not a problem. In fact, the more it tells us, there was a Talmud that was learning in front of Yudim and Beseda, but he was megamgim. Megamgim literally means that he was stuttering. The reason why he was stuttering, says Rashi, because he was a Baal Keri, and that's why he didn't want to enunciate the words properly like usual. Rashi in the Amud Beis uses, the Gemara uses the same term about a stutterer of a person with megamgim. And there Rashi said it's talking about the Marutz. If you look at Rashi, Chav Beis Amud Beis, it's right at the after the Mishnah, 8 lines from the bottom, Megamgin Memarutza. We're saying it quickly. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira understood why he was saying it quickly, because he had not gone to the mikveh. He was a Baal Keri. So Timura, Amalei, B'ni Psach P'chicha V'irid V'recha, open up your mouth and let your words shine. Change the return, Mekabim Tumma, Shenemar, Halei Koy Dvori K'eish Namashem. Most people say Koy Dvorai. But it says, Halei Koy Dvori K'eish Namashem. My word is like fire. My Asian Mekabotoma, just like fire came in Mekabotoma, because it's an intangible. After returning, ain't a Mekabotoma, they are not Mekabotoma. Okay. So we finish with Rabbi Yehuda, the steer of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda taka hold like the Tanakama. You do need mikveh. However, those things where he's so rugil, like the Derech Eretz, Hilchis Derech Eretz, and or Brochois, then the you do not have to go to the mikveh. Now, the brachas in the Mishnah, Baruch L'Fanei L'Acharei, that at least includes Birchas Kriyishma, as well as Rashi says, Birchas Hamozayin. If you see Rashi about 10 lines from the top here of Chav Beis Amar Aleph, right-hand side, Asan Rabbi Yehuda L'Birchas Hamozayin, Gehilchis Derechet. Shemutl Shanoiz and Balkeri Kedvarv. Bechasamaz Rashi doesn't mention Kriyashma. So some of the Mefarshim Medayik that Rashi holds it for Kriyashma, you still have to go to the mikveh. It's only for benching, you don't have to go to the mikveh. Okay, it's a Shaila. What does Rashi hold the Gabi Krishma? Omama. It says in this Brisa, Matzias HaMishnah, and Matzias HaGemara. You can go and analyze the Mishnahs, but don't get too heavily involved in Gemara. Psai L'Rabloi, Yom Rabloi, Om Rab Acha, Bar Yankiv, Mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rav. Halacha, Matzias HaMishnah, and Matzias HaGemara. We talk about Raya to Rabbi Loi, who said in the name of Rab Acha, Bar Yankiv, who said in the name of Rav, that a Balkeri is allowed to Matzias HaMishnah. Rashi said Matzias means to explain Tamei Pirushayim, to give a commentary. Mishnah, yeah, but don't start getting heavily involved into Gemara. Sati Mar Kitanoi. This din of Mitzias HaMishnah and Mitzias Esa Gemara is in fact a Machloi Kitanoim. Mitzias HaMishnah and Mitzias Gemara Dibre Meir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel said in the name Lechoyde, his brother, Chanina ben Gamliel. Zevazeh also makes a difference Mitzias HaMishnah, Mitzias Gemara, both of them are awesome. The both of them are mutter. What's pshat? They're both the case of Mishnah and Gemara, both also Kirbiyachna Sandler. Biyachna Sandler said, "Lo yikonis le medrash kalikar." Some say, "Lo yikonis le beis medrash kalikar." Mandiyam is evzem mutter. Kirbiyudim ben Meseder. The Kirbiyudim ben Meseder said, "Across the board, everything is mutter, mutter, mutter. You do not have to worry about tvilas Ezra." Or Menachem Bar Yitzchak, "Noig alma kahari tlas sabi." The world, Fietzach, the minig is like these three elders. Kribiloi Bereshis Agez, Kribiloi Shibikilayim, Kribiyudim and Beseda, Bedivrei Torah. What does this mean? Kribiloi Bereshis Agez, the Sanya. It says in the Kribiloi Oimer, Bereshis Agez, in a noyig, Elab Arts. Bereshis Agez means that every year, when you have a certain number of sheep that produce a certain amount of wool, then that wool you have to give a certain percentage to the Kohen. Aha. Now what happens if I live here in New York and I have sheep? Pashup pshat in the pasuk. Reishis geis tzein toincha. Reishis geis tzoincha. Titan loy. You have to give reishis geis to the kohen. And since sheep are not mitzvois hatluyois ba'aretz, just like I have to wear tefillin in chutz laretz, I have to give reishis geis to the kohen in chutz laretz. However, Abloy said, no, I learned from Gzeirish Shava, because the same Pasek or similar Pasek, when it talks about Rashi's case, Soincha Titanoi, it also says, Rashi's Degoncha Tiroishcha Vietzarecha, Virashi's case, Soincha Titanoi, just like the din of Rashi's Degoncha Tiroishcha Vietzarecha is talking about Truma, Truma Vada is only from Eretz Yisrael, so this Rashi's case is also only Noig in Eretz Yisrael. Similar, Kerb Yoshia Bikilayim, the Kirchsev, Lysiza Karmacha Kiloyim, you're now going to go and plant your Kerem is your vineyard, Kilayim, multiple breeds. So, Kerb Yoshia Oymer, the Oilam Einachai Bachiza, Chitus Oir Bikartem, Boilis Yat. You're only going to be over if you throw in three seeds at a time. At one time. Chita, of course, is a wheat seed. Soira is a barley seed. And Chartzan are seeds of grapes. So if you throw them down into the ground and you plant them all at one time, then you're over on the scissor karmacha kilai. Kribunim and Pseir with the right Torah. Did you sign your Bunim and Pseir? Oime, the return become Tuma, that there is no din of Tvilas Ezra for Divrei Torah. So bottom line is, Okti Gemara, we paskin like these three sabi, including Rebutim and Beseira, that says you do not have to toivel Tvilas Ezra for purposes of learning Torah. Kiosa Ziri Yamar, Bitlula Tvilusa. Ziri said, the den of Tvila is bottle. We do not have to be noig like Ezra. The army love it Nitilusa, that they mavatl the din of Nitila. Nitilus Yadai. Pray Timar, Mandiam it Lula Tvilusa, Kabinam Beseir. That I understand. A Mandiam it Lula Nitilusa, Kihadar of Chizalayat, a Manda Mahadra Mai, be Eden Slusa. Says Yimar, what do you mean? Mavatl Nitilus Yadai. You can't be mavatl Nitilus Yadai. That's a grace of Takan of the Rabbanat. Remember, that was one of the three things that we said a couple of days ago in the Gemara, that if a person, Chas V'Sholem, is negative vis-a-vis the Chachamim, then Chas V'Sholem, the Gemara says that you do nidui on Kavod Tamid Chachamim. And one of the nidui that we do in Kavod Tamid Chachamim says, Gemara, the Tilus Yadai. So you can't say that the Tilus Yadai became bottle. Everyone killed Rav Chisda light among them had a maivin sloy. So we had this a few days ago in the Gemara, back on Daf Tezvav. The Gemara said over there that even though a person is supposed to wash his hands lechatchila before davening, if running after water, looking for water, is going to mean that he's going to delay in his davening, so that he's going to miss Zman Krishma, Rav Chisda would go and curse someone or heavily criticize someone, condemn someone that would go and look for water at the time of davening, specifically Krishma. Okay, anyway, so we see from here that the inyan of Tfilas Ezra became bottled. But we're not done with the inyan of Tfilas Ezra. The Gemara continues on Tanurban. If a person doesn't have a mikvah, he has a backup. And the backup is Balkeri Shinosnu Olav Tisha Kavan Mayim Tohar. Instead of toiveling in a mikvah of 40 sa'ah, you can pour on the person Tisha Kavan and he's all tatar. Only, by the way, for Tvilas Balkeri. If a person is tamei because of some other reason, he touched a dead sheretz, he touched a nevela, zav, boil nida, anything else, you have to have a full-fledged mikvah. It's not enough just Tisha Kavan. In fact, the Gabi Azav, it's not a regular mikvah, it's also not enough, you have to have a maya. Okay, that's beyond our sugya today. So, Tisha Kavan is good. Nochem Ish Gamzu, that's the famous Nochem Ish Gamzu, who was called Ish Gamzu because he always said Gamzu L'toiva, but there's Rabbeinu Chananel on the side, Mesechtas Tanis, that said his name was Gamzu because of the fact that he came from a town by the name of Gimzo. So it's really Nochem Ish Gimzo. But the reason why we always tell his town, after all, when we mention throughout Shas Abaye and Rava and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and all the others, we never say Ish from this town, this city, whatever. Only by Nochem, because Nochem, we changed Gimzoi, that he lived, he came from a town called Gimzoi, we called it Ish Gamzu because he always said Gamzu L'toif. Anyway, it's in Tanis, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, somewhere there on the Omid Aleph. So Zok Dimar, what did Nochem Ish Gamzu do? Loch Shel Rabbi Kiva, he said quietly to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said quietly, Loch Shel Ben Azai, Ben Azai Yotza. Now the first gear says, Shana L'Talmida B'Shuk. What was told to him quietly, he said it out loud in the market, meaning at a shear. Now, Pligi Batri Amirai Ben Marov, there was Taka Machlokes. The machlokes between two Rabbi Yosis, Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin and Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida. Chad Tani Shana, like we just said, that he actually taught it Baram. Chad Tani Lachsha, and the other said he just whispered it, just like Ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva all whispered it. I'm sorry, just like Nochem Ish Gamzu and Rabbi Kiva whispered it. Ben Azai also whispered it to his Talmidim. What's the basis of this machlokes? Man the Tani Shana, Mishem Bittel Toira, Mishem Bittel Peri Verivya. Reb Ben Azai was very concerned that if you tell people that if they became a Balkeri, that they wouldn't be able to learn Doira unless they go to Arboim Sa'a, to a regular mikveh. What happens if you don't have a regular mikveh? What do I do? Can't learn. Okay, you'll sit in your hands. You won't learn for a week. And you won't live with your wife because you're afraid that, Chulila, if you live with your wife, you're going to become a Balkeri and you won't be able to learn. So therefore, he said, it's important for me to tell everybody, Rabbi Sai, you don't got a mikveh. Use Tisha Kavin. Oman the Tani Lachsha, the one that said he taka said it quietly, Shlui Tami Dechum, Mitsuy Meitzim Shaseim, Gitarne Goylim. We don't want husbands and wives to just constantly live together, you know, almost on a daily basis or every second day or whatever. In other words, we want to keep their oina requirements down. That being the case, Zokti Gemara, that's why he didn't want to go and say Barabim. The Tisha Kavan, because he would feel, oh, Tisha Kavan, that's very easy. Just go and take a couple of buckets of water, pull it over my head, and I'm done. No, we didn't want to do that. So that's why he didn't want to say this Brahm, he only said it quietly. Omer Vyanai, Shemati Shemekilim Ba, Shemati Shemachmirim Ba. I heard some are Mekel, and they take Taka the Tisha Kavan, and others are Machmir, they make sure they have Arboim So. Chalamachmir Boal Atzmai, Marichan Yom of Vishnaisev. Whoever is Taka Machmir, always looking for a mikvah of Arboim Sa'ah, that's Marichal Yavisha Naisaf. Om Rav Shumalevi, Mativan Shel Toivli Shachrin. Rav Shumalevi, I don't understand why all those people that go to the mikvah in the morning, well, why do they go to the mikvah? Fakhtim Mativan, Ho Iyudiyama, Balkeri Osma Dibre Toira. Rav Shumalevi was the one that started off this whole discussion yesterday, right after the Mishnah, or right after the discussion about Rav Yehuda Oyim, Varuch Lefneim Lachrayim, then Rav Shumalevi said, You have to do a stiras, not stira, the smichas of two psukim, by dat b'mnech b'mnech, that was yesterday on the Amud Beis, halfway down, right after the two dots, from Reb Shuman Levi, Menan Lebal Keri, Shasa B'divrei Torah. So why is Reb Shuman Levi asking why people go to the mikveh? He knows why. Evdi Mochi Komer, Matim Barboim, so Evshim B'tisha Kavin. Why do they insist on 40 so? They can go to Tisha Kavin. Matim B'tvila, why do they have to go and toivon the mikveh? Evshim B'nesina. By Tisha Kavin, you don't go and immerse yourself, you don't dunk into Tisha Kavin. Tisha Kavin has to be poured over the person's head. On Reb Chanina, Gedr Godel Godruba. They made a groisa geder. What do you mean, made a groisa geder? The sanya. Oh, so Reb Chanina said that the reason why they insisted on a mikveh is because they wanted people to take this on with a great degree of severity. They shouldn't be mekel. And the Gemara tells us a story now, which is a masa noira. What's the story? Desanya. Masa b'yechad shetovi ish l'dvar aveira. There was a fellow that he had a tremendous taiva for a particular girl. Rashi says it's a girl that was not married. She was a pnuya. He wanted to live with her. Amraloi. So the girl said back to him, Rika, you nobody. Yesh l'cha arboim so shata toivu behen. After we live together, do you have a mikvah arboim so shata toivu? As soon as he heard that, Miyad Pirish, he immediately ran away, and he didn't. That he was able to conquer his desire to live with her, because he would have a mikvah, because he did not have a mikvah veil. So that's the reason why the Reb Chanina says geder godul godruba, the people should insist on a mikvah instead of Tisha Kavin, so that will keep people within a certain geder. Omli Ravuna Rabban Raboyisai Mneyatem Azalzel Metvilazu. What's the reason why you're not makbid on tvila in the mikveh? Is the reason mishum tzina? Is it because it's very cold in the mikveh, especially during the winter days? Efshim merchatzoyis. It's possible to go and use a merchatz where the water is hot. And as we'll see in the Gemara, because when it comes to balkeri, besides having the heter of Tisha Kavin, there's another heter that maim she'uvim is also good for keri. So you can go into a heated pool, and that's what many people do if they don't have a mikveh available to them, especially during the summer months. They have a swimming pool, whatever, they use the swimming pool. Because it's, even if it's mayim she'uvim is good enough for a balkeri. Omlir of Chizda, yesh tvila b'chamin, can you go in toivil b'chamin? Don't you have to have a proper mikveh? That's what Rav Chizda said. Omlir of Adabar Omalei, Rav Adabar Hava koyi kavasech. You should know Rav Adabar Hava holds like you, that you need a proper mikveh. But I, Rav Huna, hold that it's not necessary to have a proper mikveh, even the using a merchitz is also sufficient. Reb Zeira Havi Yosef Ba'agna Demai. Reb Zeira used to go and sit in a bath, in a tub, Bei Masusa, in the bathhouse. Omele the Shaman, he would go and tell the Shaman, Zil Aisili Tisha Kavin, Vishod Ilavei. Go and bring buckets full of 9 Kavin and pour them over my head. Omele Reb Chia Bar Abba, Lomele the Markuli Hai. What do you have to do? Vayasa Bigavai, you're in the bathtub. Just immerse yourself in the bathtub. Amalei told him, Karboim Sa. Marboim Sa betvila, Veloy benesina, Avtishikam benesina, Veloy betvila. These two are mutually exclusive. If you're going toiveling, it's got to be Arboim Sa. If you're going with a Tishikam, then it's got to be poured over your head and not through tvila. And that's why I can sit here in the bathtub all day and all night, and I can immerse myself. If I don't have Arboim Sa, it's Gunish Vet. I have to have 9 kavin over the head. Now the Gemara tells us Rav Nachman tikin chatzva bas tisha kavin. Rav Nachman went and developed a chatzva. Chatzva means a large container, a bucket that was able to contain 9 kavin to go and use. Rashi says for the talmidim to go and pour it over their heads when they would get up in the morning. They want to daven. They want to learn. So they would have for them this chatzva bas tisha kavin. Kios Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the following. He said, Omar Rav Akiva, Rav Yehuda Glustra, that was his name, Rav Yehuda Glustra, that Omru, they said, Loishona L'choyle L'oinsai, the only time you can go and use Tisha Kavin, if you have a choyle who saw Keri L'oinsai during the night through a nocturnal emission, but it was not L'ritzoinai, it happened to happen. L'choyle Margil is, although he is sickly, Margil, he lived with his wife, and therefore he brought on the carry willingly. Then you have to have a boim saw. You have to have 40 saw. Rav Yosef, Itbar Chatzvid Rav Nachman. So Rav Yosef, if those are the requirements, then Rav Nachman's large bucket or large barrel is now worthless, because the only time you can go and use the nine kaven is only for Chayla Margil. I'm sorry, only for Chayla Li'oin side. And the last Rashi says here, on the left-hand side, Itbar Chatzvei, and it's Tzorech Lanu, the Chayla Li'oin side L'shchiach. How often you can have a Chayla Li'oin side? That's a rare situation. Since it's a rare situation, we don't really need the Chatzur Nachman. So, crystal clearly, if you're talking about a Chatzur Bastisha Kavin, that's only Chayla Li'oin side, but it's Chayla Margil, a person who goes and lives with his wife, Arboim Saw, and therefore, Chatzir of Nachman is basically irrelevant, worthless. However, that was Rav Dimi. Ki also Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar. Usha Hava Uvda, there was a story in Usha. Bikila, Kila means on the porch. The top of Chomet Beis, on the Beis. On the porch of Rav Oishia. Oz Vishalul Ravasi, they asked Ravasi, what's the din about the Tisha Kaban? Amalahu Leishana Lechoyle HaMargil. Chayla Margil, you can go and use Tisha Kavin. Again, Chayla Margil means a person who's sickly, but lived with his wife normally. You don't need anything, you don't even need the Tisha Kavin. Oh, but you do use Tisha Kavin for purposes of Chayla Margil. Amar of Yosef, it's Tamid Chatzir of Nachman. Take back the broken bucket of Rav Nachman. We don't mean literally that it was broken, but we said in the Amar Aleph, go and break it, we don't need it. Because according to the first version that Rav Dimi said, the only ones that are going to use this nine kavin bucket or barrel are going to be the Choy Lo'ein Tzoy, which is Lo'y Shchiach. But now that we're paskening according to Ravin, that even a Choy Hamargel can use nine kavin, and the Choy Lo'ein Tzoy is potter totally, so then I need that chatzvah, bring it back, put on crazy glue, put back the pieces together to be able to go and use it. Okay, put a period here. New shtickle. Talk to you about Mechdi. Kulam miroi v'tanoim in the Ezra Kamitzligi. The whole discussion that we've had now for the last day or two has been in the din of Tvilas Ezra. And now you're adding Yom Tisha Kavin, Nish Tisha Kavin, Bor the Oinzai, Choy the Oinzai, Choy la Margil, all of those rules and regulations. Right, Timara? Since Kulam Rav Tanoik Bidi Ezra Kamitzligi, we're all talking about Ezra, let's go and find out what was Ezra Misakin Lichat Chila. Did he talk about the Chayla Ointze, the Chayla Margil? Now this is a rare Gemara, because the Gemara, when they have a machloikis about a Takana, they don't say, let's go and find out what the Takana was originally and then let's try to research it. The only reason why we say it over here, it says the top toisis, is because since it was a Dover Harogel B'chol Yoim, tons of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people were constantly going to the mikveh for Balkeri and or taking the Tisha Kavin. So ask around, people will know. Obviously not everybody will know, but obviously there will be great scholars and Talmid Chacham that will know. Look at the top toisis. V'nechsi Ezra Heichantikin B'har B'mekoymes K'bishar T'konis Loi Parach G'morachi. The more to ask such a question. Listen, if people go to the mikveh every day, stop some people and tell them, ask them, why do you go to the mikveh? Why isn't it Tisha Kavin? And they'll tell you, because Ezra, he and her, her and he. So we'll know. Everything Gemara, Omer Abaye, back to the Gemara, 5th, 6th line, Omer Abaye, Ezra tikin lebori hamargil memso. The tikkun of Ezra was two. What means two? Bori hamargil, person who's Baruch Hashem gizunt, and Margil, he lived with his wife normally, Memsa. That was Tekonis Ezra. And Ubar the Oinze, if you have a Gezunta Mensch, but Oinze, he was not living with his wife, but rather the Ziva came out on its own. For instance, when the person was sleeping, the person had an emission. Then it's Tisha Kav. So those were the two parts of Ezra's Tekon. Now, that's with Bari HaMargil and Bari the Oinze. The also Amiroi. Amiroi is referring to Rav Dimi, who repeated in the names of certain scholars, and then Ravin, who repeated in the name of certain scholars that we just had on the bottom of the Amid Aleph, top here of the Amid Beis. So now those Amiroim Upligi Bechoyle. Ezra was only Mesakin Bori Hamargel and Bori Leoinsar. So now the Amiroim are now arguing, what about a Choyle? Marse Bechoyle Hamargel is Kibori. just like a bari requires arboyim sa'. Chol hamarga requires arboyim sa'. Kibari hamarga. V'chol yoin says kibari yoin sa'. That you need tishakavin. And that's why the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph, since it's only the chol yoin sa' that uses tishakavin, then break the chatzva de Rav Nachman, since very few are barley oinsai. Omar sav chayla margal gebarley oinsai. He said, no. Chayla margal, since he's a chayla, even though he's margal, he lived with his wife, it's gebarley oinsai. What means gebarley oinsai? That you need tishakavin. Chayla oinsai potem miklum, because he's both a chayla and an oinus, is garnished mit garnished. So that's how Abaye was makabel, that Ezra was msakin, both the Bari Hamargal and the Bari Leoinsei, Bari Hamargal 40, Bari Leoinsei 9 Kav. However, Omer Rava, Rava respectfully disagrees. It's not a major machlaikis, but he said, Nehi detiken Ezra Tevila, Nesina mitiken. Did Ezra even talk about Tisha Kav and Vomamar? Ezra tiken Tevila Balikirian, period. Only 40 saw nothing about Tisha Kav. El Omer Rava, Ezra tiken Tevila Bari Hamargal Mem saw, period. Stop. Nothing more, nothing less. That's it. 40 saw le bari amargal. Vas rabbanim viskinu le bari li oinsoi tisha kavin. The rabbanim came and they added on and they said bari li oinsoi is 9 kavin. That's the second part. Vas amaroi v'kamifigin b'choyle. Ah. So now, the only machloikis between Abaye and Rav is what was Ezra Mesakin. Was he Mesakin? Two things. 40 saw for bari amargal. 9 kavin for bari li oinsoi. Or was he only Mesakin, like Rabba says, the Bari Amargal 40 saw, and it was later Rabbanon of a later era that came, and they added on Bari Leoinsei Tisha Kavin. And now the Amaroim came and they were arguing about a Choyle, and this part is the same as before. That what? Marsa V'Choyle Amargal Kibari Amargal. What is that then? 40 saw. Choyle Leoinsei Kibari Leoinsei Tisha Kavin. That was Rav Dimi. Umar Savar Labori Amargal Mem So Vachol Amargal Kibarli Oinsai. And therefore, what's Vachol Amargal? Tisha Kavin. Avachol Oinsai Potem Miklum Gunish Mit Gunished. Aha, so that's exactly the same as Abaye. So again, the only machloikis is what was the second part, that part about the Tisha Kavin, was that part of Ezra's original Takana, or was that later Rabbanan? Fine, but there's no machloikis. But the Gabe, how the Amiroim interpreted or extended the dinim to Bari Amarg, to Choyle Hamargal and Choyle Oinsei, it's exactly the same, Abaye and Rava. Now what's the halacha? Omer Rava. And this Omer Rava is like a Yovia Kosov Ashlishi V'Achri B'nei. Because Rava says, Hilchas of Bari Hamargal v'Choyle Hamargal are both Arboim Sa'a. Okay, so that is like the first part of Rav Dimi's halacha that we had on the Amud Aleph, and like we just said over there, that Bari Amargal, Chol Amargal, exactly the same Arboim Sa'a, and therefore what it should be is now, according to that man the Amar, that just like Bari Li Oinsei is Tisha Kavin, then Chol Li Oinsei is also Tisha Kavin. Right? That's what we said both times. If you go back here, go back a few lines, what did Rava say? El Amar Rava, Ezra Tikin Tvil Bari, Amargal Mem Sa'a, we're going back 8-9 lines in the Gemara. Meaning 40 is Tisha Kavin. No. The first part is the same. The same. However, Barley Oinsoi is Tisha Kavin, but Choyle Oinsoi is not Tisha Kavin. That's already like the second. So we're taking the first halacha of Rav Dimi, the second halacha of Ravin. The first halacha of Rav Dimi again is the din of Choyle Amargal is Arboim Sa'a. But according to Rav Dimi, we'd continue on that Choyle Oinsoi is Tisha Kavin. No. It's only Potem Miklum. And if we were learning totally like Ravin, Ravin says that on Bari Hamargal, you don't even need, I'm sorry, by the Choyle Hamargal, you don't need Arboim Sa'a, you only have the Tisha Kavin. And the Choyle Oinsoi is Potem Miklum. So in that case, we paskin like the second part of Ravin, but not the first part. So we kind of make a shtickl pshara between the two. Okay, turn about. Balkeri shenosa olav tisha kavin mayim tohar. A Balkeri, that they poured tisha kavin on him, he's tohar. B'medvar mamun liatzvoy, that's tafka, if he is learning by himself, or with a chavrusa. Avalachim, if he's giving a shiur, to somebody else, I bought him, so he has to put 40 sa. 40 sa in all cases. Now, on the surface, in all cases, sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is talking about both the Atzmoy and the Acherim. But as we'll see in another few lines, that is not the case, but rather there's a different pshat in this Mem So Mikol Mokim. We'll get back to it. Okay, so remember, the Tanakhama said, difference between Atzmoy and Acherim, Atzmoy Tishakavan, Acherim 40 Sam. Now we have Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Loz of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Chan Mehaizuga, Chan Mehaizuga. We have the four great Amoraim, and the Gemara calls them two sets. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that's one set. And we have Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, a second set. It's Chan Mehaizuga, one from the first set, from the first pair, V'chad mihaizuga, and one from the second pair, Aresha. They have a machloikis, or they qualify what we said in the Resha. What did we say in the Resha? Chad amar hodi amris, that we said, b'medvam amur li atzmai, av l'chein mem so, loishonu el l'choy l'amargal. Let's talk about a choy l'amargal, that he is sickly, but he's margal. Margal means that he's rogil, that he lived with his wife willingly, meirotzoinai. In such a case, you have that distinction between the 40 saw and the tishakavin. Then tishakavin, then you have to have teskavin. You do not need 40 saw. Even if it's la'acherim, even though he's giving a shiur, if it's chodli oinzoi, tishakavin is enough. You're giving a shiur for others, it can even be chodli oinzoi. Not tishakavin is not enough, you have to have 40 saw. Okay, so that's the first of the ways we understand this brisa. That's chad mehaizuga on the reisha. The reisha distinguish between laatzmoy and laachherim. Laatzmoy you need 40 sa. I'm sorry. Laatzmoy you do not need 40 sa. 9 kam is enough. Laachherim you need 40 sa. And the Gemara said, we have now these two mandiyam. Chad mehaizuga. That this is davke legabe choyle hamargil. Even though he's giving a share for others, tisha kavin. You always have to have 40 so, even if you're. Now, again, we take now one of the, I guess, the other one of each of the two peers, and they are going on the sefer. What do they say? That Rabbi Yehuda said mem saw mikol makayim. He's not referring to the 40 saw and the tisha kavin like we were talking about, but rather how the 40 saw are situated. Hodiyam Rabbi Yehuda mem saw mikol makayim leishon el bekarka. He says that the 40 are in the karka like your normal standard mikvah. That works. Al bekelim loy. If you have the 40 saw inside a kli, no good. No good. It's got to be mem so'a davka in the kark. If it's in the kli, no good. It would appear that the reason for this is a gzeira of the otu of the people are going to be too mekel, and we don't want them to be too mekel. If we say it's got to be in the karka, they'll think that a regular mikveh can be even inside a kli. Regular mikveh's got to be bekarka. So that we said 40 sa mikol mokim leshono bekarka bekelim lai. So what means mikol mokim? The Gemara is going to ask shortly what mikol mokim means. V'charoma afil bekelim nami. Kelim also works for the 40 saw for Tvilas Ezra. El Bishlam and Yomar for the Bekelim, and it's going to be Yudahimem, so Mikol Mokim. That's according to the Madiyama, that's even Kelim, the Mikol Mokim means not only Bekarka, but Bekelim as well. El Madiyama Karka in Bekelim Loi, Mikol Mokim Lasuya Mai. So what does that Lasuya come to tell you? What does the Mikol Mokim come to tell you? Lasuya Mayim She'uvim. That if you have Mayim She'uvim in a Karka, not in a Kli, in a Karka. Now remember, the difference between Mayim She'uvim and Meg Shomim is Meg Shomim means rainwater. Mayim She'uvim means regular water, like tap water, that was not rainwater. So, for a regular mikveh, Mayim She'uvim is no good. The reason why we're able to use Mayim Sheuvim in our mikvahs, even for women, is because they all have the benefit of Hashoka. That means that there is a hole in the wall between the bor that we toivel in and between the bor which is hidden. For those of you that are not that familiar with mikvahs, anytime you're going into a regular, normal mikvah, the mikvah that you toivel in is attached via a pipe or a hole in the wall to another hidden mikvah, which we do not use for toiveling. And that mikvah has in it megsham. We call that the bar, full of megsham. So the Chacham told us, I think based on Loch Lomash Mishinai, that you can go and toivel in the extension of that bar, even to Mayim Shuvim, as long as the two were connected at some point. Good. Anyway, so getting back to over here, so Gemara tells us that here you don't even need the make shaman. If you're talking about Tvilas Ezer, just like we are makel to allow for Tisha Kavan, we also allow for Mayim Shuvim, but it has to be 40 Sar. And what the Gemara is telling us is that when we say Mikol Mokoyim means even though it's got to be Bekarka and not Bekalim, but Mayim Shuvim is all right. These three giants were eating bread together. Rapapa, Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua, and Rava Bar Shmuel. All of them eating. Krichu Rifta is an expression, breaking bread. They're all eating. Now it comes for the time of benching and Zimun. And in the times of Chazal, typically people didn't bench independently or individually like we do today, from a siddur or whatever. But usually what it works is that person who would be mechubit in Rabbi Yisai in the benching, he would bench the whole thing out loud and everybody would listen word for word and everybody would be yotze from him. So Amalei Rapapa. Rapapa said, Rapapa was one of the three, Havel didi livrich, give me the cost to bench, denofali lui tes kavin, even though I was a balkeri, you don't have to worry about it because Baruch Hashem, 10 kavin came over my head this morning and I'm fine. Rav Bar Shmuel said, Tanina, we learned that if you're doing for others, memsa. Now, although until now we learned memsa means lacherim a shiur, Rashi says, but if you're being moitzi others, that's like a cherim. Because here too you are being mashpia, you're impacting on others. So you need 40 son, you only had to shekav it. Elahavalidid, give it to me, livrech, the nafal luya boimsa. Even though the Gemara says, Nafali Luya, but Mso Rashi says Lav Dafka, what he means to say is that he was toivel in Memso, he went to the mikvah. Amr Ravuna, Havala the Di Livrach, give to me to bench, the Leki Luya Lai Hai Vale Hai. Moruch Hashem, I wasn't a Balkari last night, I'm not a Balkari. I toiveled the last time and I'm totally fine for the last day, two, three, four, I'm not a Balkari at all. So therefore, I should bench because I don't have the issue of even being a Tvulyaim. I'm totally tor, everything is fine. Gemara concludes, Rav Chama tovel b'mal yim de pischa, Rav Chama toiveled on Erev Pesach, lohitzi ram yidei chabasin, to be moitzi, others dir choyve. It's not clear what choyve he was moitzi them, but the Mephoreshim explain, lohitzi ram yidei chabasin means that on Pesach night, Leil Pesach, in shul, by the minig of all the Nusach Svard, and even in many Nusach Ashkenaz shuls, we say Hallel at night, or so when you say Hallel at night, you make a bracha. So Rav Chama with toivel on Erev Pesach to be able to go mimoitzi Ramidei Chavosan to go and daven Hallel for the Omid and be moitzi everybody. Says Yimor v'lesilchas akavosei. However, we do not paskin like him. Now, what means we don't paskin like him? So we have two versions of the Rashi here at the end. V'lesilchas akavosei. That's right before the Mishnah. You see on the left hand side of the Rashi's v'lesilchas akavosei. Middle of the Omid. Right before Mishnah. That it wasn't necessary for him to have a full-fledged tevila b'mikvah. It would have been enough just to have the nesina of Tisha Kavin. That you don't even need tevila at all. Medav gornish got tevila because he holds ein dvarim m'toira mekablin tumah. So bottom line is we finish this sukya of the Balkari. We're going to continue right into the Mishnah a little bit further in the Amud, but at least our Gemara before the Mishnah paskins that you do not need Tvilas Ezra. And so paskins also Rashi up above, Rashi the fourth line, Amarav Hilchasa, Aplukta Damaroi, Huda Pasak, etc. Rashi says at the end, Anan hashda anan miu hashda anan kerem Yehuda ben Seder naginan kerem Rav Nachman leel Rav Nachman Yitzchak Basra have, like we said on the Amud Aleph, that we paskin like the three Sabi, one of them legabe Reishis Agez, the other one legabe the din of Kiloya Kerem, and finally we paskin like Rav Yehuda ben Seder legabe Hilchois Tefillas Ezra. Now, even though that's Taka the final Psak, and the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka and the Shulchan Aruch both paskin that it's not that we Tefillas Ezra is not a mandatory requirement. However, the second choice is here from the top brings, see here in the Chof Beis and Beis, that even if you hold Tivri Torah Eim Mekabam Tumah, the Yesh Meforshim, this is the third of the narrow lines in the Toises, we have Meforshim, Dafka LaTorah, Amal Tefillah, Tzorach Tefillah, one should Toivel after all, even if you're not Noyeg for learning, but at least for Tefillah, you should be Noyeg. And then Toises brings Birishri, Deloishna, that there's no difference between Torah and Tefillah. The Rabbeinu Yoina here on the riff in back of the Gemaras in the old style Rabbeinu Yoina, old style riff. I say old style because they're new Gemaras that have brand new Tzuris Adaf. But the old style, it's on Yud Gimel Amud Beis Bedafi Arif. You'll see there the Rabbeinu Yoina says right before the Mishnah, he says that number one, even though we paskin l'halocha that one does not need Tvila for the Torah or for Tvila, but Kuli Alma Moide, he says that the Tvila is more mikubeles if the person has toifled. There's no question that everybody agrees that it's a higher Tvila if you've gone to the mikveh. That's item one. Item two, then he brings also the Rambam, where the Rambam, he says that Rashi Yeshiva in Bavel were angry at the Rambam that he paskins the Yad HaChazaka that you don't need to go to the mikveh. Said the Rambam, Miyomai, as long as I was alive, I was always makbid, very, very makbid, never to learn Torah or to go and daven without going to the mikveh. I was a balkeri, I was very makbid until the Sezra. But lahaloch in the yad, I couldn't say that because I hold lahalocha, it is not required. Anyway, in Shulchan Aruch it's brought, it's not required, but the Mishnah Berurah brings that, Anshe Maisa go to the mikveh whenever they become balkerian, and that's why the Chol Dor V'Dor, and particularly in this Dor, there are many, many, many people that are makbid to go to the mikveh if they're balkeri, and many are makbid to go even if they're not a balkeri, because for tefillah, it's more mikubeles to get to mikveh, and that's why there is a major, major minig of many people to go to the mikveh on a regular basis. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zag, Yibench, Hatzloch, Rabbi, B'chol, and Yonim. Thank you very much, people.